25 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. It's the 22nd of Shawwal, 1443. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, senior, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Shawwal, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, and verses 115, 116, 117. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala takes us back to the story of Adam and Eve. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Adam alayhi salam, Adam peace be upon him, his honorable name is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran, just like Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam's name 25 times in the Quran. Inna mathala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam. They had no father, both of them, Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and Nabi Adam alayhi salam did not have a mother as well. Almighty Allah created him as the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation, and we are all the progeny and children of Adam and Eve. And we as Muslims, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the predominant group in the whole world, we believe unanimously all the prophets and messengers are ma'soom. They are protected from all types of sins, minor sins, major sins. And yes, there could be a mistake, there could be an error in judgment, so that does not constitute a sin. So that is what we must remember. So Almighty Allah teaches us, chapter 20, Surah Taha, verse 115 to 117. وَلَقَدْ أَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمْ. And surely we took the pledge, the covenant, the promise that to Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, min qablu, before, in Alame Arwah, that is when all our souls were put together. So there, remember, Almighty Allah took a pledge, a covenant from us. So Almighty Allah instructed him, O you Adam and Eve, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِي الشَّجَرَةِ. Do not even approach that tree. Don't even go near that tree. So what happened? He was in Jannah and paradise. His wife Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha is there. And then he forgot totally about that prohibition. Fanasiya. Hence he forgot. وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. We did not find any resolve from him side. We did not find a firm intention. We did not find that he made the intention to break the law and commit a sin. No, there's no such thing. Remember, all prophets and messengers are protected from vices and sins. So it was a mistake. Yes, mistake happened. It was an error in judgment because he forgot. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught him, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, learn this dua and read it, the supplication, and me and you as the children and progeny of Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, that we are their progeny and children. So we also should read it. Rabbana dhalamna anfusana. O Almighty Allah, we have wronged our souls. We have done wrong. We committed a mistake. For me and you, ordinary mortals and people, we will say we committed sins. For Nabi Adam alayhi salam, we will say committed a mistake. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, if you don't forgive us, you don't have mercy on us, then surely we will be the losers. Chapter 7 and verse number 23. Chapter 7, verse 23. So Almighty Allah forgave him and said, okay, now you must be transferred from paradise. You had a taste of paradise. Now you go onto this earth, and thereafter you will implement the laws of Almighty Allah on this earth. So that is what happened. Everything else what people say, remember he committed the sin, he did all that, we reject with the contempt it deserves. Now, in Jannat, in paradise, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا, and remember, when we said, Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp his authority and majesty, لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. Oh, you angels, all of you must bow down and prostrate to him, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. فَسَجَدُوا, each one of them, simultaneously, they went into sajda and prostrated to him, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. And worshipping, they worshipping Allah. How we go into ruku, sajda, we bow down, we prostrate in the direction of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, but we don't worship the Baytullah, we worship Almighty Allah. So you, the angels, you worshipping Allah, but do so out of respect. But for us, in our Sharia, our law of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that also is not permissible. Illa Iblis, but Lucifer, he refused. He said, no, Abba, he defied the law of Almighty Allah. He defied the command of Allah. Why? Was takbara. He was too proud and arrogant. He said, Ana khayrun min, I am better than him. I am superior to him. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min tin. You created me from fire and the flame goes upward. You created him from sand, dust and clay, and that remains on the land and sand. So that is why forever he was expelled from Jannah. See the words, O people, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, Adam and Eve are transferred from paradise to this world. And Lucifer, Satan, Satan, Iblis is expelled from Jannah. Never will he see it again because of his pride, arrogance and defiance. فَقُلْنَا يَا Adam. So hence we said, we already warned Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp his majesty and authority. O Adam, inna hadha aduul laka. He's your enemy, open enemy. Wali zawjika. For you and your spouse, your honorable wife, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. You, my daughters, sisters, not Hawa, H-A-W-W-A, Hawa, bishadda, bitajdeed on the waw. Learn to pronounce properly, learn to spell properly. فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah already pre-warned Nabi Adam alayhi salam, already forewarned him. He's your enemy, he'll try every trick. فَتَشْقَى, then you will feel very, very bad, and distress and problems and so forth. Inshallah, we will continue. Let's give you some world news. So now the who's who. Sometimes you don't say who's who. You say who's who in the zoo. So anyway, that they're meeting up in Davos. There, not Davos, Davos. So in Davos, in Switzerland. And now they're discussing. So the first thing on the agenda, Putin is a war criminal. Why is he a war criminal? He is now withholding the gas, he's withholding the food, he's withholding the wheat, and now Europe and the world will suffer. So when you were expanding NATO and you were threatening him, and you wanted to make a preemptive strike, but Putin's intelligence got the better of you. He said, before you strike me, I will take you to the cleaners. So he took Ukraine to the cleaners, and Ukraine got the Jutla prime minister and Jutla president, the only country in the world beside the rogue regime of Israel that has a Jewish president and Jewish prime minister. So therefore, Putin knew how to play his cards and is putting them in their proper places. America is suffering. Their gasoline prices are increasing. Britain is suffering. Inflation, they might kick out of Bojo. Bojo is drunk again and they caught him offside. That when he was supposed to be sober, but he was busy drinking again. And Europe is suffering and so many countries. So remember, it was a big miscalculation on their behalf. Russia can survive without you, but you cannot survive without Russia. So therefore, Putin, you finish them up. We are with you. You're a harami, 100% harami he is. So, but for us, he's a good harami now. If you don't understand harami, it means a bee. So I can't use bee. So remember, so he's the smaller harami compared to America, Europe, Britain, Israel, and all of these chaps there. So that's one. We take you to Pakistan. Now you see, Pakistan got the imported government. They kicked out the person who was democratically elected, Imran Khan, and they brought these chamchas and these spies. They gave them millions of dollars and bribed them up, vote of no confidence, and they kicked him out. But if you ask any Pakistani who's got some common sense, he, although common sense nowadays is not common, he will tell you that, you know what, that the people and the masses are with Imran. So Imran knows that. So Imran knows how to play cricket. He won the World Cup for Pakistan. So remember, he knows the game of politics now. So tomorrow, Wednesday, 25th of May, he's going to take out millions of people. And he told the army, you must stay neutral. Don't come poke your nose here. So they're going to march. And they're making one demand only. What is the demand? We must have elections now, immediately, or as soon as possible, which according to me is a fair demand. Aap logon ne itne daan li ki that you rigged everything and you kicked him out just because, remember, your pockets got filled. That is the tragedy of Pakistan. Do you know Pakistan and the dollar? It's already gone to one US dollar, 200 rupees or more. So that is what has happened with this new government. So we hope and pray there will be peace and sanity will prevail in Pakistan. Let me take you to the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. There is a court, a lower court. Haaretz carried the whole article. I was reading it last night. Now they're very worried. So the lower court said, that must be a crazy judge or a crazy magistrate. He said, there's three Jutlas who were in detention because they went to go pray. They had the, what we say, Dome of the Rock. That is Qubbatu Sakhra, the Golden Dome, Surah Yasin inscribed. The Jutlas call it Temple Mount. So they're not allowed to pray there. So they said, no, you can go and pray. So the government knows this is a recipe for disaster. Already Hamas warned them, Jordan warned them, Muslim countries warned them, and so forth. And we're telling you also, so make dua that some sanity prevails and these Jutlas are not allowed to come there this Sunday, because if they come, Then you will see the rockets coming from Gaza and Hamas, and you got no one to blame but yourself. You jutlas, this is an old tactic of yours. You provoke the Muslims, you provoke the Palestinians, and then you play victim. We are the people of the Holocaust. What about the Holocaust you're carrying out now for 74 years there in Palestine and occupied Palestine, and people like Jeremy and Jonah and whoever else, and Shalom, remember, occupation is terrorism. That is where we are. And we say the time for America, the time for Israel, all of them, they're on the decline. And inshallah, the renaissance and the rise of Islam throughout the world, inshallah, Aziz.
Listen, I see you, Ustad, if you could please elaborate about 340 properties of Nawaz Sharif in East London, revealed by local Newham Daily, exposing the scam by Ustad.
Remember that East London is not our East London there next to PE and Eastern Cape. East London is there. Nawaz Sharif's brother, Shabazz Sharif, he is in power and he is the prime minister now. So remember, they have looted, they have plundered the country. If you study Nawaz Sharif and his two sons, they are there in London. They already move houses two times, three times, whatever, because these Pakistani in Ramadan especially, they would read half Tarawih, quarter Tarawih. Allah alone knows whether they used to read Tarawih or not. Then they used to go by his house and they used to stand there outside and shout, the chor chor, daku daku, chor chor, eh crook, eh crook. So imagine, the man is not a multi-millionaire, he's a multi-billionaire. Nawaz and his daughter Maryam and this one and that one and so forth. And Shabazz is his younger brother there. And Nawaz takes the decision sitting there in London, and then they carry it out here. So Eid Salat came. He could not even leave his house. And remember that he got his 40, 50 friends, family. He got one crooked Molvi, and they made Eid Salat in his house. So this is the life they lead. So they can't come out, because the Pakistani public is there surrounding them. You saw what happened in Masjid Nabawi when Shabazz Sharif went. They surrounded him and said, chor, 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 you're crook, you're crook. So that is the disgrace in this world, disgrace in the year after, and that is the tragedy of Pakistan. Maybe one, two leaders you can exempt, but the rest, all bunch of crooks, remember that. That is one of the biggest tragedies of Pakistan.
I see our beloved brother who have accepted Islam, Ustad, brother Ahmadu. He wants to know that what's happening on the 27th of May. You guys are saying confirm your Qibla direction. Ahmadu, Ustad.
Ah, very good, my brother Ahmadu. You see, we say what the Quran Sharif states. Now you, my brother Ahmadu. Ahmadu is a special person. He kept the fast of Ramadan when he was not Muslim. He sat for itikaf. He went into isolation when he was not Muslim. And then on the 27th of Ramadan, the Friday, he embraced Islam. Allah Jalla Wala bless you. And then he made his parents Muslim also. Amen. I hope your parents are well, my brother Ahmadu. So now, Ahmadu, you write this down. We are discussing Surah Yasin. You know Surah Yasin, that is the heart, the nucleus of the noble Quran. Chapter number 36, and Almighty Allah states, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لَمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا. So write it down, my brother Ahmadu. Chapter number 36 and verse number 38. You got it? Chapter 36, verse 38. So on the 27th of May, and every day the sun is, you must remember, on the move. So on that day, it will be right on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. So you just keep your musalla in that direction, your carpet, and you will know if you are facing the Kaaba, you're facing Makkah properly, and so forth and so on. So that is Ayatullah, the symbols and the signs of Almighty Allah. So that is what it's all about. out. And my brother Ahmadu, remember Islam is a religion and a code of life for everybody, whether we're in the jungle or in a metropolitan or cosmopolitan area. So we have 45 degrees leeway either side. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the people there in Medina Munawwara, because the southern direction is the Qibla. In South Africa, it is north and then east slightly. So remember, he said, the Master alayhi salam, ma bayn al-mashriqi wal-maghribi Qibla. The hadith in Tirmidhi, between the east and the west is the Qibla. So it shows we have 45 degrees leeway either side. But if you want direct direction to the Qibla, to the Kaaba, so 27th of May, inshallah. So that will be on Friday. So you do that with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah.
Somebody says, Ustad, that I would like to remain anonymous. It's 3 years now that we are still paying for our son's wedding. We took a R500,000 loan for our son's wedding. And the sad part is, they no more together, Mufti Sab. They got divorced after 1.5 years. Can we take zakat, Ustad? Although we're not zakatable, but can we take zakat to pay this, Ustad?
Remember, that's exactly the point I made last night, that you have Hollywood, then you have Bollywood, then you have Robin Hood, then you have Tiger Hood. You know Tiger Hood, the golf player, and his marriage also broke. He was busy golfing somewhere else. And then we have Tiger weddings, you see. So I told you last night, we don't know what questions. What's the next question? I don't know. So we don't know. I don't know. But that is what happens to the ummah. Man samma asamma Allahu bihi. That when you do things to show off, then Almighty Allah will disgrace you and humiliate you in this world. And these type of weddings, A to Z, is haram. Chapter 17, verse 27, innal mubazzirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. So now you spend R500,000 or whatever, not R500,000, you spend 1 million, 2 million, R500,000 you took a loan, and so forth. So each now your son came with a Cadillac, with a Rolls Royce, and then the decor and us and lot of things, you know. Me, I don't even know all these terms, to be honest, right? So all that happened. And then what happened? Now they're all gone. Why? Because you put them in another planet. You see, they said we must have Bollywood style wedding, or Robin Hood, Tiger Hood, and tigers. You see, now they bring in the real tigers. So yesterday I spoke to my nephew after the Q&A, Molana. So I was in Malaysia, you see. So Malaysia has got the old Malay, Kuala Lumpur. They got the old one and they got the new one. So when I went to one masjid, they had tigers there, you know, image of tiger. So the guy taking us around, so I told him, Sheikh, liar Jews, this is not permissible. So he tried and justify it. He said that, no, if the tiger is alive, then it's not permissible, you know, in the masjid and all that. But if he's dead, then it's all right. So I asked him, you sure your brains are in the right place? Is upstairs or downstairs your brains? So he didn't know what to say, you know. So you must remember, that is the problem today. Now see, you made a haram wedding, now you want to collect zakat. Totally haram. Nobody can give you zakat. And if you took zakat, remember those people, zakat is not valid, is not discharged. You must start selling all the TVs and videos. You must start selling your cell phones. You must start selling your internet. Start selling your cars. Don't live a life. We want to show the Jones. We are somebody who's who in the zoo. So all that is shaitaniyat, all these things here. So this is disgrace in this world. Lead a simple life and then you don't have to look for all these things. Now what good is all this? Your son is divorced. Your daughter-in-law is divorced. Allah alone knows if there's a child or not, because 1.5 year maybe a child came. See, so jo karna vaisi bharna. Remember that when you do actions, there must be a reaction. So Allah have mercy on the ummah. We don't know who you are, but don't think it gives me pleasure. I feel very bad and very sad that such things are happening. We warn you, but you don't listen. So what can we say? We only complain to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
We've got a brother, Tirumani Palay, Ustad. He says, my name is Tirumani Palay. I am a Hindu and I do wall frame covers. Many Muslims give me Quran text to frame. I know I am not allowed to touch this because I am not a Muslim. So do I still frame or tell my clients to find a Muslim framer? Tiru mani palay, Ustad.
I had a teacher and his name was Mr. Palay. Until now when I used to meet him, but now long I haven't met him. I used to tell him, how are you, sir? So he just used to laugh, you know. So because now he knows that I'm still showing him respect. So let's call you Mr. Palay. There is a good friend of ours, you understand, that he does the same thing. He's here in Benoni, also Hindu, but he knows about Islam and all that because he grew up with the Muslims. So remember that what you must do is advise the Muslims. Rather, you go to the Muslim person and he must do that for you. Because the Quran itself says, La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun, that none must touch it, remember, except those who are clean and pure and so forth and so on. So my advice is that to you. But let's say now, hypothetically, you made one frame for me. You made one, you know, beautiful frame because it is your field and so forth. So it doesn't mean that I must throw it away or something. So it was my ignorance. Why did I go to you? It's not your fault. It's a Muslim's fault. So remember, and if it's a very, like, upright Muslim, he will tell you, you know, Mr. Palay, just use some gloves or whatever and so forth because it is verses of our holy book, all that. But still, I will not advise you to do that, my brother. If it is other things like, you know, sceneries and so forth, that is fine. But as far as Quran, the noble Quran goes, best for you to abstain from that. Very good question, my brother, Mr. Palay. We highly appreciate it.
I see Ryan says that, AK, you know I am not a true believer, right? But I would like angels to pray for me as they are pure and their prayers are accepted. What is the procedure to ask them to pray for the sinner? Ryan, Ustad.
But Ryan, don't you know we all are sinners? I'm also a sinner. Mauna Arafat is a sinner. We all are sinners.
Mm.
Prophets and messengers are protected from sin, as I told you in the introduction. Me and you who are sane and mature, we all are sinners. So that's a good starting point, my brother Ryan, that when we accept the truth, there's no defiance and pride. O Almighty Allah, I am a sinner. I confess I am a sinner, and there are no mitigating circumstances. So why you want to pray to the angels? Pray directly to Almighty Allah and say, O Almighty, that you forgive me, and then you show me the light, the right path. You know, yesterday that I try and get all the news because people fire up all questions, you know. So they said the South African, I'm answering you, Brother Ryan. Mm. The South African delegation is gone to Davos in Switzerland. You know why they are gone? They are going to tell people to invest in South Africa. So I put my fingers in my head, on my head, you know. Ekrapkop. Right now, you Durban people, I don't know if you understand Ekrapkop. So I start now scratching my head now. Now, I'm a guy from Switzerland. I'm a guy from Europe. I'm a guy from America. And now you come and say that invest in South Africa. So the investor asks, how's your electricity in South Africa? How's your water in South Africa? How's your crime in South Africa? And then the minister will say, Hayazi, that we don't have electricity, we don't have water, we don't have, you understand, all this. Because it's beyond our control. Every day now there is, you must remember, load shedding. So do you really think people will invest millions and billions in a country where the only distinction is stealing, looting and corruption? Everything else is failing? So let us be honest and don't fool ourselves. It is our money they use to go sit in Davos and fool us and make us fools. So my brother, Ryan, that's the message I want to give you. You must say, I must say, O Allah, O Divine, O Supreme Being, that we are sinners, we ask you for forgiveness. Now we want the light. You see why I brought in the Eskom story? You give us the radiance and effulgence. So read with me, Ryan. Read now with me. Chapter 66, verse 8. Chapter 66, verse 8. I know you're a sharpshooter, Ryan. So now you're going to check it up on your Google. chapter 66, verse 8. I'm reading in Arabic and you translate after I translate. Rabbana atmim lana nurana, O our beloved Allah, perfect for us our radiance, our effulgence. Waghfir lana, O Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. I read the dua this morning. Ya Allah, give us more nur, more radiance, so that the radiance can spread throughout the world. Ryan can benefit, Mr. Paley can benefit, and everybody else can benefit. So you're reading with me, Ryan, read. Chapter 66, verse 8. Rabbana atmim lana nurana, O Allah, perfect and complete for us our nur. Our eyes must see that what is good. Our ears must hear that what is good. We speak that it pleases you, Ya Allah. But we say we are sinners, Ya Allah. We confess there's no mitigating circumstances. Waghfir lana, out of your benevolence and mercy, forgive us, Ya Allah. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Ya Allah, you have power over everything. What a powerful, potent dua. Leave the angels out for a little bit. You got it now, Ryan? We're going to pray together. To who? To Him, the one and only Supreme Being. Chapter 66, verse 8. Then you tell me when you're ready, we make you Sulman. We make you a Muslim, inshallah.
Ameen. He says, truly you are the man of God, Ustad, Ryan.
We try, my brother. Don't do this. We all are sinners. We're in the same boat. But Allah gave us light. I want to share that light with you, my brother Ryan.
Somebody says, you know, Mufti Saab, the Pakistanis robbing the banks, the Nigerians bringing the drugs in our country. Our country is finished with the foreigners. Our government trying to help them out, but they are dropping our country. Mufti Saab, Pakistanis open business all over with haram money. Ustad.
You see, that also is not right. We must remember this. That what has happened is this, that you call it xenophobia. Phobia means fear, and xeno means the foreigners. Now everything that's going on in South Africa, blame the Pakistani, blame the Nigerian. I don't know what is your age, brother, but let's say you're 30, 40 years old. So under the white regime, we had apartheid, a crime against humanity, right? Then democracy came. So in 94, so I never ever voted for them, right? Everybody knows that. So because I could see, anybody who got sense, you know, you can see certain things. Anyway, so then you must remember freedom, freedom, freedom. So how are you going to get freedom when the people themselves don't have that education? 28 years into democracy, we have become the laughing stock of the world. Now you want to blame the Pakistani. So when did the Pakistanis start coming in here? When did the Nigerians start coming in here? From 94, things started collapsing. If you know, the Guptas were already dealing with the ANC government in 94. So you must remember that. Go study. From where the Guptas came, do you know? They came from Saharanpur. Therefore, Sahara Stadium, Sahara Computers. So remember this. So they are from India, not from Pakistan. So remember, but people confused. But I don't blame all the Indians. I don't blame all the Pakistanis. I don't blame the Nigerians. First, we have to blame ourselves. That is what we must remember. In life, don't look for scapegoats. Then after that, you blame the Nigerians, and not all of them. You get good Nigerians and Pakistanis. You can't say every Pakistani is a crook. You can't say every Indian is a crook. That's wrong. Remember that. So we South Africans have become corrupted because our government have got a distinction in corruption. So that is there. The white man, he is to look after the Afrikaner. And democracy came, they loot the poor person. What can Joe the carpenter, Joe the plumber do? Patala, patala, patala. Now 25 rand, next week you'll have to pay for petrol. So where is the things going to end up? We sitting on a powder keg. And there will be a civil war, yeah, if Allah removes His mercy. So I'm telling you, don't look for scapegoats. Everyone say, I say I'm guilty. Why I'm guilty? I see the taxi guy shooting the red robot. I say, what the hell is this? Let me also shoot the red robot. So who's guilty then? He did wrong, I went to do wrong. You understood? Two wrongs don't make a right. But because we are so corrupted ourselves, now when the police say, I tell him, no, the Nigerian, he broke the robot. So can that be justified? We fool ourselves with that type of argument. Last question, quick.
Sister Renee wants to know, Ustad, you heard about Israeli government and court at odds over Jewish prayer at Flashpoint Shrine. Who started?
I just spoke about it, Ronels. Remember that. That will spark a war. I'm telling you now. That will spark a war. And you, Jutlas, every one of you will be to blame. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And remember, Bennett's government is a disaster for Israel. You must Google this, my sister, Ronel. Mm-hmm. You're a journalist, right? So just Google it. Hundreds of rabbis are praying for the fall of the Bennett government. Just Google that and see. Even they realize time is up. Okay, 6 o'clock Azan, day after the news, and day after Mona Khalid, 11 to 12 bliss of marriage. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.